We are in the middle of the bracha of V'harib Noh. So bracha says V'harib Noh Hashem Elikeinu Etz Divrei Soyroscha. So as we explained in the previous bracha, that whenever we refer to Torah Shabbal Peh, it's always referred to as Divrei, Apiyah Dvorim. Divrei Torah, it's called Divrei, it's the words of, because it's Torah Shabbal Peh, not Torah Shabbiksav. Therefore, this bracha, which is also on Torah Shabbat Peh, like the Rishonim said, because it's a Mishnah, also says Divrei, just like the first bracha that said Divrei Torah, because it was on Talmud, so to this bracha, which is on Mishnah, which is also Torah Shabbat Peh, also says Divrei. Then we say Befinu. It should be Arav Befinu. So the Mefarshim explain, Shem Shal Fahersh and others, that this is another answer to why we say V'harivna, that what we asked last week, why do we have to daven that Torah should be sweet if Torah is inherently sweet? So, Shem Shal Fahersh says, and others explain with similarity, that true Torah is sweet, but there are many sweet things in the world. And sometimes a person, his desires and his wants could be something else. We daven to Hashem that our desires and our wants should be Torah. Torah should be sweet in our mouths, meaning we should have a cheshek to Torah, and our kaivah should be to learn Torah. And that's the continuation of the bracha. Befinu ufiris amka beitz Yisrael, v'niyah anachem tzatzeinu. Because if we're going to learn Torah with a geshmak, with a bread, and it's sweet to us, and this is our desire, that will go over to our children, that they will also learn properly. That they'll also yarsh in this sweetness that we have, and it will go over to them. Now we say in the bracha, befinu ufiris amka beitz Yisrael. Also, v'niyah anachem tzatzeinu, and some of the gears of the tzatzeit tzatzeinu. Why are we mixing in into the bracha of Birchas HaTorah other people, our children, our grandchildren? So there's a going in your idea, the way the Birchas Shmuel and Kedushin Simon Laman learns it up is that a chelik of a person's chiyuv Talmud Torah is that he shall learn and others shall learn. It's not like every other mitzvah, which is arvus, that he just has to be responsible that other people shall learn. But in Torah, it's more than that. A chelik of his mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to teach others, and to teach his children, and the Gemara says to teach his grandchildren. Therefore, we say that the Torah should be that should be sweet in our mouths and the mouths of Beis Yisrael, as Rabbi Menachem and others say that the Torah wouldn't be sweet, we wouldn't learn it, and our children wouldn't learn it, and other people wouldn't learn it. So this is something necessary in order for us to learn, because if it wouldn't be sweet, and with all the amal tircha a person has to do in order to learn, and it won't be sweet, he's not going to want to learn more. Therefore, we daven to Hashem that it should be sweet in our mouths and other mouths. Therefore, we're able to carry our chiyuv of Talmud Torah by learning ourselves, by teaching others, which also necessitates that it should be sweet. And we daven, v'niyah anachem tzatzeinu. And some gears of it tzatzi tzatzeinu, because the Gemara says a person mechuyev to learn b'noi, and ben b'noi. Now the Rishonim say that the reason we have this gears of it tzatzi tzatzeinu is because the Gemara tells us, that a person has three daras learning, who benoy and ben benoy, Amar Hashem atav adolim, it won't be paisik mizari the Torah. Therefore, we daven b'niyah anachem tzatzeinu, but tzatzeinu, that would be the three daras, and it wouldn't be forgotten the Torah from them. That is the fear that we shayim say the fear the gears of tzatzei tzatzeinu. Nusach Ashkenaz is not gears of tzatzei tzatzeinu; they're only gears of tzatzeinu. And the Paiskim explained the reason is they're not chaylik that they say that you don't have to daven for the grandchildren. They also agree that a person davens for his grandchildren. They just say, based on a targum of Pasuk in Eiv, that says Tzatzov, that Eiv, that the targum teaches it to mean his children and his grandchildren. So therefore they say that Tzatzeinu refers to both, and you don't have to specifically say Tzatzov, because it's included in Tzatzeinu. It doesn't just mean children, but it means offsprings, his grandchildren included. Chavetz Chaim once asked his son-in-law, Reb Mendel Zaks, to be mitzi in Birchas HaTorah. He stayed up at night, and he asked him to be mitzi in Birchas HaTorah. When he said the Brach of Harav Noi, he said, he didn't say V'tzatzei Tzeinu. The Chavetz Chaim was agitated, and afterwards he said to him, when he finished making Birchas HaTorah, you don't forgive your grandchildren to daven for them, to say V'tzatzei Tzeinu. Hakam the Mishnah Berurah Paskins himself, that one only says V'tzatzei Tzeinu. Still, he himself was noyik to say the tzatzit seino, and therefore he mourned from his son-in-law that he should say it, because kiyudu the Chofetz Chaim had many minhagim that he did himself personally, many minhagim, not like what it says in Mishnah Berurah, and the Chofetz Chaim himself was noyik to say the tzatzit seino. We say the tzatzit amcha beis Yisrael, kulanu yoidei shemecha, that everybody should be yoidei shemecha, the Mefarshim explain, means the Chochmas HaKabbalah, based on the Ramban says that the Kaltar Kula Shemus of Hashem, the Tzrufei Oisis are different Shemus of Hashem. So with David Kula Yoidi Shemecho, we should all know these Shemus Hashem, the Sidus of Kabbalah, the Loimde Sayroscho Lishma. There's two Girsas. There's one Girsa of the Loimde Sayroscho Lishma, which is the Girsa of the Rif. And the Girsa of the Gemara is V'loim Dei Sayrasecho. Some people say the Lishma and some people don't. The Goyim in Rav Tali Herz Seder points out that there's a difference. If you say Lishma, you say Sayrascho Lishma. Because it's Dovuk, the Sayrascho to the Lishma. If you say V'loim Dei Sayrasecho, without the Lishma you say Sayrasecho. Now, a few points. Why do we put Yoidei Shemecha before Loim Dei Sayrasecha? L'chayro, Loim Dei Sayrasecha is the Nigla, and Yoidei Shemecha is the Pnimi Zatayro, it's the Nistar, so it should come first. The Limud HaTayro, then should come the Nistar. So the Siach Yitzchak explains this based on the Goyin and Mishlei, that the Goyin and Mishlei says that a person could, even though a person has to learn Nigla before he learns Nistar, but the complete understanding of Nigla comes only after a person knows the Pnimi Zatayro, the Nistar HaTayro. So therefore we say Yoidei Shemecha V'loim Dei Sayrasecha, because we're davening to the highest madrigas. That first we should be Yoidei Shemecha, we should know the Chochmas HaKabbalah, the Pnimiyas HaTayro, and then we could be to the fullest extent the V'loim Dei Sayrasecha, we can know the entire Torah. Then we add into the bracha Lishma, those that have the Girsa. The Gemara was not Girsa, the Rif had the Girsa. The Rishayim say that maybe they weren't Girsa because not everybody is Zeicha to learn Torah Lishma. Those who are Geres, the Chacham Tzvi explains, the Avitz brings Chacham Tzvi, because even though on other mitzvahs, Lishma may not be Ma'akiv, Matar Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma, but by Talmud Torah, there's a start Shalai Lishma, Nebuchad Shalai, upon of the Chazal tell us, it's Kedai shouldn't have been born, Nasalai Sama Mavis. If somebody learns Torah for the wrong reason, it could be a negative, not just it will be neutral, but it could be an absolute negative. Therefore, we daven that we should learn Torah Lishma. And more than that, the Tesis Yantiv and the Zagoyis and the Rosh explains that even though Chazal tells us in the Gemara Brachas Daf Nun that so the person is not to be shalt called Sarachov, but Harcha Pichuv Amalei, when it comes to Torah, a person could ask for the Gemara says, when it comes to Torah Shani, the person can ask called Sarachov. Therefore, even though most people don't reach the Madrego of Limud HaTorah purely the Shema, we ask for the highest amounts called Sarachov when it comes to Limud HaTorah, and we say, V'lendei Sayyar Sacho. Or the Sayyaraska Lishma, that we should be Zaychet to learn Lishma, which is the highest of the highest Madragas, because in Limud HaTorah, a person has a right to ask for all his needs. Now, to end off the bracha, the bracha ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamalame Torah La'ama Yisrael. This is our Girsa. The Pasha meaning is, this is the Yavid says, and the Chofetz Chaim explains, and others, that Hashem constantly is Malame Torah La'ama Yisrael, each and every day. Hashem is Malame Torah La'ama Yisrael. That's why we say in the end of the next Baruch of Anoisin HaTorah, Hashem is constantly giving the Torah, because Hashem is constantly Malame Torah La'ama Yisrael. That's a Shnei Kli Yosef, Kishnei Mayonis HaTorah. The Kerech that Hashem gives a person, the Siyata Dishmai, to understand maybe more than his brain power should be. So Hashem gives Siyata Dishmai for people to understand the Torah. Hashem, the Mishnah says, Hashem is Bovi Yoshev Kenegdoi. It's not just that there's the Shkinah's Yoshev Kenegdoi. Shaina Kenegdoi, I mean. It's not just the Shechina Shaina Kenegdoi, but it's the Hashem is the Malame Torah La'am Yisrael. Hashem is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He's constantly teaching the Torah, giving them the Yechelos to learn. This grace of Madragas, the Goyim and others had, they were so Bechadoimus, they were Zeichet to Adin Shir of Torah. But even on a partial level for Pshut Eom, Hashem gives people this Hatta Dishmaya based on the amount of Yigir that they put in, that they should be able to understand the Torah. That's the, and Hashem teaches to them, that's the Hamalame Torah La'am Yisrael. Rashi and Taisis in Brachas, David Alf bring, there was a Girsa in the Rishonim, Lavdemi Chukecha. So Rashi and Taisis say that it's a Birchas Ashvach and not a Birchas, and it's not a Tfilo. Therefore, it has no place. It's not a Tfilo, it's a Shvach al Shavar, and therefore, we don't say Lamdeinu Chukacha. Ramayisha brings from this Rashi that Rashi is from the Rishonim that hold that Birchas HaTorah, or at least the Brach of HaHarvna, is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShvach. Seemingly, if it would be a Birchas HaMitzvah, Rashi wouldn't have this question. One has to understand, no matter what it is, there's a fundamental question, by Lulav, by Shofar, and we never ask that we should be able to take it. Why are we asking in the bracha of Limud HaTorah Lamdeinu Chukacha that we should be able to learn Torah? The answer to that is there's a Gemara in Nida, Daf Ayin, that the Gemara says. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanim Shneva Sardvarim 12 things Shalom Anshe Alexandria Esri Rishua Ben Chinina. 12 things Anshe Alexandria asked Rishua Ben Chinina or Rishua Ben Chinina. Others have a Girsa. Gimel Devei Chochma 3 Devei Chochma Gimel Devei Agada 3 Agada Gimel Devei Boreas 3 Shtosim. As Rashi explains, and Gimel Divrei Derech Haaretz, 3 were Derech Haaretz. So the Gemara says, Shleisha Divrei Derech Haaretz, 3 Derech Haaretz. What were they? Ma Yase Odom V'yachkim. What should a person do when he should come across Chacham? Amalahem, he told him, Yarbi B'yeshiva V'yamayah B'schayra. He should be Yarbi B'yeshiva, he should sit and learn a lot. V'yamayah B'schayra, he shouldn't do too much business. Because we explained in the Baruch of Lassik, but the Torah has to be a singular focus, a singular mindset, in order to be Zeichat to Limud HaTorah. Therefore, he not only has to be Yarbi Yeshiva, but he has to have not anything else that he's focusing driven on. B'mayim Peskaru. Amru, they told him, Harba also came Eloi Ha'ol Lehem, it didn't help them. So he told them, El Yuvakshu Rachmim Mishai Chochma Shaloi. You have to ask Rachmim for who Chochma is his. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Yitin Chochma, Mipiv Dasus Huna. Hashem gives Chochma, and from his mouth is Dasar Tuna. Tani Rebchir, Rebchir said, Mashal HaMelech, Pasav Adam, Sha'asa Sudu La'avad, and then he made a party for his servants, M'shag La'ayavav, and he sends to his friends, M'mashal HaFonav. That, therefore, Chochma is given, M'pim of Hashem, and not from an Oitzer Acher. My Kamashman, the Gemara asks, what's the Chiddush? The Habal Ha'aloi Sagyo, that a person cannot do only one of them, but he has to do both. He has to be Yarbi B'Yeshiva and be Mavakash Rachamim. And without that, it's not possible for a person to learn. Therefore, in all brachas and hamitzvahs, we don't have to have a tefillah that we should be able to make the mitzvah. Because if a person wants to take lulav, shayfer, whatever he wants to do, whichever mitzvah, all he has to do is do the mitzvah, and with that he'll be zayche to be mekayim the mitzvah. But limud haTorah, part of the mitzvah limud haTorah is the ma'isa limud v'gisa v'yam v'layil. And there's a chelik of limud haTorah that's mekayim v'gidias haTorah. A mitzvah of talmud Torah is that a person should know kol Torah kulo. And now this Chazal tells us ma'yas adam v'yachkim. He has to be yarbi b'yeshiva and he has to be mevakish mimich shachochma shaloi. He has to ask from who the chachma is his. Therefore, it's not enough for a person only to learn, but a person has to be mespal tashem. That's the mockim. Why dafka by limud haTorah we find this nusach that there's a nusach of lamdeinu chukacha that we're davening to Hashem that He should teach us, because had Hashem not taught us, had we not davened to Hashem with loyavsher lesagi, it wouldn't be shayach to learn without it. Therefore, dafka over here we find this tefillah that we should be able to learn. Now the Reb Yochanan had argued some lamed Torah lamed Yisrael, and Ava Pika and the Reb Yochanan held it was a tefillah, but he says it's a tefillah that a person shouldn't forget Torah. Now where did he see that it's a tefillah and not forgetting the Torah? Maybe it's a tefillah to be able to understand Torah. The Chara, the answer to that is based on a Gemara in Megillah that Vavam Beis, in conjunction with this Gemara in Nida that we just said, that the Gemara in Megillah that Vavam Beis says. The Amr Ibn Zakhi Yitzchak said, "Im Yerim Lachadam, a person tells you, 'Yigati v'lem etzasi,' I tried to learn, but I didn't find success. Al Tamin, don't listen to him. Lo Yigati, I didn't try etzasi. Al Tamin, Yigati umetzasi. But if he told you he tried and he was successful, Tamin. And hand him the Bidivrei Torah. Then the Gemara says, 'Well, Bidivrei Torah, Lo Yamar, we didn't say that the feet of the mouth you try you successful. Elu Chidudi, that's to figure out." The Shmaitza, to figure out the Sugya. Of the Ukmi Girsa, Rashi explains, they shouldn't forget it. Siyata the Shmaya, there's sometimes that a person has siyat d'shmaya. Some people forget, even though they tried, and some people are blessed with better memories and they remember. So the Gemara tells us that there's a difference between Lok Megirsa and siyat d'shmaya. Meaning, this Gemara is a question on the Gemara Nida. That the Gemara Nida said, Har be'also ken, v'lay also be Adam. And the Gemara Megillah says that the Gatav Lemetzah Tamin. Seemingly, the two Gemaras are stira. The Gemara Nida says that people could try and they won't be successful. And the Gemara in Megillah says, the Gatav Lemetzah say Al Tamin. But the answer to is, the Hemshech of the Gemara in Megillah, the Hanamili Chiduli to figure out of Lok Megirsa, Seat and Deshmaya. So the Gemara asked the Nida, Mayas Adam V'yachim, to be a Chacham, a person has to not only learn the Torah, figure it out, but he has to retain what he learned, he has to remember what he learned. So that's what the Gemara says, because there's two steps, to figure it out, that needs Yad V'shiyah Yomai B'shiru. But to be a Chacham, to retain what he learned, to remember it, that needs Siyat V'shmaya. What's Siyat V'shmaya? How is a person Zaychat to the Siyat V'shmaya? That he has to be a Vakash Rachim before, that he has to daven for. So says the Rebbe Yochar, that we're davening to Hashem for a bracha. We can't be davening to figure out Torah, because that would be lo yagati umatzasi. If he's going to be zaych without harvanya, that would be lo yagati umatzasi. That Chazal tells us al tamen boy. So he says, maybe you'll tell me he needs to daven even though he's putting in harvanya. That's not true, because yagati v'lo umatzasi al tamen boy. If anybody's miyageya, if anybody tries probably to learn Torah, he'll be zaych kafi the amount of harvanya that he put it in to understand. So it can't be that the bracha of the tefillah of Lama Torah Lama Yisrael, that we should be able to be zeichet the Torah is going on figuring out Torah. Says the Rebbe Yochar that from here he saw that the bracha must be, the tefillah must be, that he should be zeichet to remember Torah. Because that's what the Gemara tells us in Megillah needs Siyata Dishmaya. And that's what the Gemara needs is referring to when it says that a person has to be mispal. This is what he needs tefillah for. He needs tefillah to be able to retain the Torah. Therefore, if there's a tefillah involved over here, says the Rebbe Yochar, it must be that it's going on the retaining of the Torah, the remembering of the Torah, because that's what's telling Siyat HaDishmaya. Therefore, there's a makar for the tefillah to work. Now, Shalom Shofar Hirsch says that this that we say, Hashem is the Melamed Torah La'am Yisrael. That Hashem teaches Torah to Am Yisrael. He says, this is only when we act like Am Yisrael. If the Yid acts the way the Yid's supposed to act, he behaves the way the Yid's supposed to behave, then Hashem, the ultimate Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, is Melamed Torah Le'am Yisrael. When we act like Am Yisrael, that's when we say the bracha like this. Then Hashem teaches it to us. When we act like the Am Yisrael, then Hashem teaches us the Torah. But when we don't act like Am Yisrael, if people don't act properly, then Hashem does not teach it to us. Therefore, it is incumbent on us that if a person wants to be zeichet to learn, and he wants to be zeichet that Hashem should teach him and things that he can't figure out on his own, that he doesn't have a rabbi to teach him, he wants to be zeichet to siyata d'shmaya, kefir zeravanya, that he should be zeichet to things, to understand the Torah properly, aliba d'emes, the person has to make sure that he acts like the Am Yisrael, and then he'll be zeichet to the siyata d'shmaya, that he'll be zeichet to this, that Hashem is the melamei Torah la'am Yisrael, Hashem is the ultimate rabbi of Klal Yisrael, and he teaches everybody.